Just like that, the final hour is here. Glad you're with us. Soundkick 360 on the Wednesday edition. Coming up in 20 minutes, Clay Travis will join us. Chad, you and I woke up with the same reaction. We were surprised, shocked that Tom Brady retired, given what we thought was going to set up another team and another possible Super Bowl run. After what he went through last offseason, the 40-day retirement, separating from Giselle, the divorce becomes final during the season. But then you also had he left the team in training camp for about 11 or 12 days. All of that led up to a season that was less than spectacular. And he had the option to go and play elsewhere. And that was just based on the contract status with Tampa Bay. He could have also returned to Tampa Bay based on reports. But instead, we woke up to this video.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time. So when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Concise and emotional. You can hear that in his voice, even if you're not watching him there. And that, Chad, when I watched it for the first time, I had to rewatch it. I'm like, this is believable. And on so many different levels. Like, aside from the fact, do you believe that he's actually retired and he's staying retired? I believe that he actually did that in one take.
Oh, I do too.
You know, like that. That's the other part of it where I think it comes across very sincere, and it takes you behind the scenes a bit of the emotion behind the decision, both last year and immediate in the here and now with his decision to step away from the game after 23 seasons.
And it makes me a little bit sad that we're not going to have Tom Brady on our TVs on Sunday anymore with the length of his career. Mentioned it before, I'll turn 41 in February and this month. And I was in high school when Tom Brady was drafted. So that just goes to show you how long this guy's been a part of our sports lives. So I'm going to miss the guy. That's what I felt watching that video, is that it's going to be weird not having Tom Brady a part of the sport actively. Now, he's still going to be on our televisions. He's going to be on Fox Sports. He's going to be around. He's going to be a part of the game, but not the same way, obviously.
Now, there was immediate speculation. There's like, oh, is Brady going to join the booth for the Super Bowl? That's been put to rest via multiple reports that it's remaining a two-man booth, and it should. You don't want to throw a three-man booth in for a crew that's worked together the entire season only to, you know, replace Greg Olsen with Tom Brady next year.
And Greg Olsen's really
he's
good.
He's been very good. He's been very good. And Burkhart, too. And that was reported. He's going to Brady would be paired with Burkhart. For the number one crew as soon as his career was over, whenever that is, 10 years, $375 million. And Olsen has handled it extremely well. And, I think we all ask the question, like, why is he agreeing to do this knowing he's about to be replaced by Brady? Well, view Greg Olsen now compared to where we were a year ago in the analysis of the game, especially with so much hate for Tony Romo now. I'm like the one who still enjoys Tony Romo calling
games.
Do
you not think that he's different?
I don't think he's different in his love of the game. I think that's what makes him different from the milquetoast broadcast that no one talks about on the regional broadcast.
I think his love of the game I've always enjoyed, but it's the he started out as someone who was just he could almost tell the future. And would tell you exactly what was going on. Now he's morphed into someone that's not that.
Well, I wonder, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be Romo's problem. That could be someone telling him, hey, back it down. Don't tell us what's coming every single play. He's extremely, he's a great fortune teller when it comes to that.
Yeah, I just think he's gotten worse. In the beginning, I loved the guy, and I don't hate him now. I don't think he's awful. It's just different. He's it's very different. And it's a weird sensation watching those games that he's a part of. I think Greg Olsen's terrific. He's going to be great as a number two at Fox if he's there. He's going to be great wherever he ends up on television. Now the curiosity shifts towards Tom Brady and what he's going to be like on television calling games. I mean, Hutton, you know, it's a very different discipline.
Yes.
Between studio to calling games to everything else. Bobby Carpenter had a great point. Tom Brady would be a terrific interviewer of current NFL players and coaches.
Well, okay, let's go down
this path. If you do that, they do that sit down with Aaron Andrews almost every week on Fox. I could see Tom Brady in some of those sitting down talking to current players. Terry Bradshaw does it occasionally. Jimmy Johnson will do it.
Yeah, you do both. Yeah,
yeah,
I see what you're
saying. Doing a little bit of both of those.
You know, the question's going to come up, like, is he going to be able to be critical of those in the league immediately? I think absolutely yes. And it's because he's 46 and every quarterback in the playoffs was 29 or younger. I mean, he barely knows the current crop compared to the group that he played with for the vast majority of his career. You know, Brock Purdy's being asked about Brady saying something about him or LeBron being saying something about him, and his reaction's the same. It's like, they tweeted about me? You know, they're watching? You know, if they've interacted with him, it's been post-game briefly. And, I mean, the group of players now, someone came up to him after the Bucks game and was a Cowboys player, final game, asking for the jersey. And I should have read into it more, but he was like, yeah, we can do this later. I'm not giving you my jersey. Not today.
What a bold move by a player to ask for his jersey right after the game.
But a lot of, you know how often that happens. You know, swap jerseys. Like, no, not really. And I don't recall Brady ever doing that, really.
No, good for
50.
Him. Good for
but
him not to do that.
But he probably knew that was his last game, and I didn't read into it that way because I thought it was going to be his last game with Tampa, not period.
So here's what would shock me is if Brady's not a big part of Super Bowl Sunday on Fox. He's going to do something.
Oh, he's going to be
Super Bowl. He's not doing the game.
He's going to dominate the commercials with 80 for Brady is what he's going to do.
Well, I also think that Fox is going to have him there doing something, whether it's on field, pregame work, whether it's a pre-produced segment, whether it's something. I'd be surprised if he's not, with the contract he signed with Fox, I'm going to be shocked if he's not doing something for that five-hour pregame up to the Super Bowl.
My guess would be his first interview is going to be on his own podcast next week with Jim Gray. And if you haven't listened to the Let's Go podcast, absolutely listen to that. It is, if you want to know what he's going to be like in the booth, listen to him. He has a whole segment this past week on NFL rules changes and how he thinks it could implement the speed of the game, speed of review, and the mechanics of, is this play reviewable or not? And it makes sense. Is it implementable? Can you implement this in, you know, an off season? I don't know. It takes too many votes probably to get it done. But check that out. But also, like, aside from that, I think the way to use him is he does the interview with someone about why now and the entire past 12 to 18 months, which is a side that other than cameras behind the scenes, we haven't really seen all that much of through, unless it's a social media post or it's through like a TMZ article, right? Like on who's moving next door to who.
Yeah.
And where are the kids living? That's how I would present the first on-camera feel of Brady with Fox, personally, with Fox Sports and the Super Bowl.
I mean, I'm doing a lot.
I mean, you've got 24-hour pregame show, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm doing a lot. I'm not – yes to what you're saying, but I'm doing it all. I want him there on the field with the Fox NFL Sunday crew doing a segment, doing something with them, talking about the game. I want that full interview with Aaron Andrews or whoever leading into him on the field. And then, hey, welcome our new Fox teammate, Tom Brady. And then he, you know, talks about the game and leaves. Now, it's all about what he's going to agree to also. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he wants to be around it or be out on site. But, I mean, if I'm Fox Sports, I absolutely want Tom Brady to be front and center all day on Super Bowl Sunday. You've got a good 5 to 7 hours of pregame coverage you're going to have that day. Plenty of opportunities to feature Tom Brady. I think we'll see him.
And you're going to see about 80 commercials for the preview of 80 for Brady.
So my sister is taking my aunt on opening night to watch 80 for Brady. My aunt requested this.
Okay.
My aunt Mitzi, who's probably watching this right now, watches this every day, wants to see this movie. I say that to say I finally found...
We should have her review it.
I found the target demo.
We should have her review
it. Like, this is the target demo, is my aunt Mitzi and her friends. My sister doesn't even want to see it, but she's taking her because she wanted to go on opening night to 80 for Brady. I will say it again. I've gone on record before. This looks like the worst movie in the history of film, and I will not be seeing it. But I'll be happy to get Aunt Mitzi on the show to give us a review of 80 for Brady.
About to see him on all the red carpets with the new film, the Academy Award winning film.
I saw a I'm not even joking here. I saw an Outkick story pop up that it said one of Brady's co-stars referred to his acting abilities as Jimmy Stewart-like, and then said that he has a future in movies and acting if he wants it.
Oh, well, great.
I mean,
what, was it Jane Fonda?
I don't know. One of these women on the one screen
of them,
right
one
now.
One of them said that they nearly fainted.
Sally Field. Jane Fonda's hair in this film, just horrifically bad. Got to be a wig. Lily Tomlin. And then the woman from West Side Story, Rita Moreno, is the other one.
I think it's just possibly age.
Look at my knowledge of aging actresses.
Chad,
Hollywood.
The ageist.
I'm the opposite. I knew everyone on that. I celebrate their entire catalog.
Except for that hair, apparently.
The hair is bad. She probably. I think it's a character choice. She probably knows it's bad.
Chad, yesterday, as I was leaving the show, I was not chilled like you.
Yep.
We were discussing the Fox Sports and NFL on Fox and the pregame. You're going to hear a lot of voices here. I was discussing with our crew how long before we hear Sean Payton, you know, saddle up with the Let's Ride, Broncos Country, Let's Ride. Well, in fact, that has happened during the season. And you'll hear multiple voices here, Howie Long, Michael Strahan. It ends with Sean Payton, who treats this catchphrase much like Chad and I would.
Bucks NFL, Let's Ride.
That's all you need for me to be laughing at that. Fox NFL Sunday.
Let's ride.
Fox NFL. Let's ride.
Fox NFL. Let's ride.
Just the abrupt Let's Ride.
Fox NFL. Let's ride. That's great.
Time to get to work, Russell.
Now we need the Russell Wilson next to Sean Payton.
Oh, and then a montage of all the college quarterbacks that were doing this for their photo shoots.
Well, that Let's Ride from Sean Payton was very similar to Russell Wilson's Let's Ride after the loss. Remember when he said it like was almost ashamed to say it?
But he has to.
Thank you, guys. Let's Ride.
It's on the script, Chad. The NFL is rigged, crowd. That's scripted. He has to say it.
Remember, he was done at the podium answering questions, and he ended with,
"That's right.
Thank you, guys, for all your hard work. Broncos Country, Let's Ride." And he just walked away after an awful loss. Tough year for old Russell Wilson.
No doubt. Coming up, Clay Travis, but first, the story from TMZ involving the Eagles 10 days before kickoff of the Super Bowl. Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills indicted on rape and kidnapping charges just 11 days before the Eagles will face off against the Chiefs. According to prosecutors in Ohio, the charges stem from an incident that happened in Ohio back in 2019. And, I mean, the details are available. You can see this at Outkick as well as TMZ. But he has been placed on the commissioner's exempt list, which means he's getting paid, but he's not a part of the Eagles organization based on that status. And he'll remain there until Goodell removes him from the exempt list, reinstates him, or something happens with this legal process. But the Eagles released a statement saying what you would expect. The organization is aware of the legal matter involving Josh Sills. We've been in communication with the league office. We're in the process of gathering more information. We have no further comment at this time. That from the Eagles with their backup O-lineman.
A lighter note.
Yes.
We'll transition quickly from that to something lighter. Alan in the YouTube chat says,
Alan,
what does the 80 stand for in 80 for Brady? And I had to respond and say, it's one of the lady's 80th birthdays. These are important plot points, Hutton, to 80 for Brady. That title can be confusing. Is it 80 people? What's the 80 mean? I think
they're
the
traveling. 80, aren't they traveling?
They're traveling to the Super Bowl for, I believe, Jane Fonda's 80th birthday. Her character. Don't know her character's name. Her 80th birthday.
Chad, a prediction. Watch. Jane Fonda will interview Tom Brady at the Super Bowl.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, do you think this is promotion for the movie. Anything he does.
Do you think that...
Gronk included.
Like, I think Super Bowl, I think of the next Marvel movie is going to debut their trailer. I don't think 80 for Brady is going to be that hyped up. Do we think the studio is going to spend that much money to hype this thing up at the Super Bowl? Maybe.
How much is Fox paying Brady? $375 million. Where's the Super Bowl this
Brady
year?
Brady is a producer on this, right? So he's probably getting a back-end cut.
I mean, I think we are going to be... We're going to see the film even if we don't want to see the film. That's my prediction.
What if they do a one night only?
It's a movie, not a film.
Even before it comes out in theaters? What if they do a one night only airing of it on Fox right after the game? We're going to show you 80 for Brady in its entirety right after the Super Bowl.
Commercial free. Clay Travis joins us. We hit the big headlines. We compared the Brady brand and what it could become to a crazy figure involving the Jordan brand just over the last 5 years. We'll talk GOATs next on Outkick 360. Discussing Tom Brady's retirement, Sean Payton's arrival with the Denver Broncos, the Jordan brand, the WNBA, and more. Clay Travis joins us.
We talk about it all.
Outkick 360. Chad, how did you find out about Brady's retirement?
So Clay's going to love this. So Clay, this morning, I'm dying with a stomach bug that one of my daughters brought home from school. I'm in bed. It's about 9 a.m. probably, trying to sleep through the sickness. My wife opens the door to the guest room that I'm sleeping in because I'm sick, don't want to be around anyone.
Yes.
And she says, I think that you should know that Tom Brady retired because I'm watching Fox News and Clay is on Fox News right now talking about Tom Brady's retirement. I just thought you should know. And I kind of said incoherently, oh, great, thanks, appreciate it. That's when I went and saw the announcement. Clay, I was shocked when I heard the news that Tom Brady was retiring. What was your first reaction?
I was surprised. I woke up and saw the video and saw what everybody wanted to talk about on the television hit that I did this morning. And I may have said it on your show. Certainly I've said it on my shows and a variety of places. I thought Tom Brady getting divorced made it more likely that he would, that he would decide going forward to continue to play football. Because to me, the divorce in my mind is such a major life change. And it seemed to be connected to his decision to play football in the first place. Whether that's true or not, we don't know. We're not in the marriage. But I just thought it was unlikely that he'd come back for 1 year, get divorced, and then decide, hey, I'm done with everything. So I thought he'd continue to play. I didn't think he played poorly this year. Certainly the team did not have a good year, but they still won the division, and Brady still posted okay numbers. So it's not like he completely fell apart, or in the Peyton Manning context, clearly had nothing really left from a health perspective. I think Brady could have continued to play, and I thought he would.
And it changes the trajectory, it has to, of a couple of organizations that thought they could be in the mix, right? Namely, the 49ers, the Raiders, the Buccaneers. I mean, there's a big list of them, but the top three, according to Vegas, and the odds of where he would land, those are the three teams that now have to go a different path.
Yeah, I thought he would go to the Dolphins. That was my best bet. They still have Tua under the rookie contract, but he's not costing a lot of money. And maybe partly this was about how Brady made his decision. I mean, we don't know what kind of behind the scenes conversations he might have had, what teams may have expressed interest in him as a free agent going forward. Maybe he wasn't enamored of his options. Maybe he truly did just decide during the course of the year, this thing has played itself out and he was ready to go. His parents were on the field for that final game, the loss in the playoffs that they had against the Dallas Cowboys. And maybe that was the moment when Brady knew. But yeah, I can't say that I was not surprised by the choice.
I heard the discussion of the greatest GOAT, Jordan or Brady, in terms of how you define it, regardless of sport. I'll ask it this way, Clay. The Brady brand and where it's headed, can it reach Jordan brand status, which is insane to look at from the minute-by-minute calculations of what Nike has earned just over the last 5 years? I saw your tweet where they have made $10,000 every minute, which equals $19 billion off the Jordan brand over the last 5 years.
I don't think so, because I think not only did Jordan hit as a, and I think that's, I mean, such a fascinating business story. And I think they're making a movie with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck about how Jordan ended up with Nike instead of Adidas, which I would be really intrigued to watch. Phil Knight wrote a book that I thought was really, really good called Shoe Dog, which is about, you know, his memoir of founding Nike and involves some of his relationship with Jordan and those aspects. It's just an incredible book. But when you look at that era, athletes had not really become brands yet. So there was less competition to create a brand, the Air Jordan brand. You know, now there's 20 different NBA players probably who have shoe deals, and I'm guessing it's 20. I don't know what the actual number is, but it's just harder to cut through the noise. And as good as Tom Brady was, and I do think that's a fun debate about the greatest team sport athlete, and to me, the greatest two team sport athletes of the last 40 years at least are Brady and Jordan. I just think there's too much noise for an athlete to cut through and create a brand. I mean, one of the stats that I had in my last book, Republicans Buy Sneakers 2, which is obviously a Jordan quote, but Jordan's shoes outsell every current NBA player's shoes combined, which is it really kind of a radical thing. And I don't think many people know that data point. The Air Jordan brand, Michael Jordan shoes, outsells every single other current NBA player's shoes combined. So no, I don't think Brady can build an iconic brand on the same degree that Jordan can, but I don't think it's because of some failure of branding on his behalf. I think the marketplace is just far more competitive now than it was then.
Clay, I was just scrolling through websites earlier, and I know Outkick's got a story about this, but I was shocked to see a big breaking news tab in the entire website about Breonna Stewart leaving the Storm for the Liberty, and there is a new Big Three in New York. I knew this caught your eye also. On a day that Tom Brady retired, apparently with ESPN, the biggest story is a WNBA free agency signing.
Yeah, I don't know any WNBA players, really. You know, I know women's tennis players. I know women's soccer players. You know, there are, and certainly I know, you know, gymnasts and things like that. I just think there's been a desperate desire to make people care about the WNBA, and I just don't think it's worked. So, I don't know those women. I don't know how many WNBA teams there are. The story that I saw most recently that was getting a lot of play in the WNBA was, oh, it's really unfair that the WNBA players have to fly commercial. And I couldn't help but laugh. Like, why is that unfair? You know, I actually, and this is no joke, you were talking about how sick you felt. The sickest I've been, knock on wood here, I'm sitting at my desk. In the last decade, probably, I was out in LA and I thought I was going to die. I had a really bad stomach bug. And this has probably been, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. Fortunately, I haven't been really sick much in the last, you know, decade plus. And I had to fly from LA to Atlanta for the SEC championship game. And I don't remember what year it was, but Alabama was playing Missouri. That's the year that of the SEC championship game. And I legitimately thought I was going to die. I mean, I really did feel like I was going to die. I changed my flight already. This was like the last flight I could take from LA to Atlanta. It's a long flight. And I'm sitting at the gate waiting to get on, and the entire U.S. women's soccer team is also on my flight. In coach. We were all in coach together. And I was, it was a monster plane. You know, like one of those overseas jet style planes where it has like three, you know, double rows. I don't even know, it's seven, whatever bigger than a 747 is, but it has one side, then a lane, middle section, like five, six seats, whatever it is. And then the other side. And I was in coach near the back of the plane in the dead middle of the middle section. Right. So there are like three people on either side of me. And I sat down and I legitimately thought, I'm going to die on this airplane flight. and it's the worst airplane flight of my life. It's the only time I've been sick in the last decade. But if you've ever had to travel when you're sick, I would have paid like an inordinate amount in cash just to be at home in my own bed, covered up. Like I just remember sitting there thinking like, what dollars would I pay right now to just be able to snap my fingers and be home underneath the covers in my bed? But my point on tying this all in is the U.S. women's soccer team was with me flying coach for some reason. I guess maybe they had an exhibition or something from L.A. To Atlanta. And it actually made me like them more because I was like, oh, you know, these girls are not super divas. They're traveling like normal people would. So when you complain, I can't believe we have to fly on a regular airplane, it doesn't make me think, oh, you poor person. It makes me think, yeah, you're kind of a diva, especially when your league loses money and people don't really care about it, despite the fact that they've been beaten over the head with the league for the last 25 years about how amazing it is and how much they should care.
Well, when you have the network champion, everything you do, you might as well ask for everything. I mean, if they think that's bad, Clay, try traveling with the Nashville Cats at 5:30 in the morning with Little Richard getting on the flight first.
Yeah, look, I mean, I when I was at most college teams don't travel. I mean, a lot of them, like college basketball teams, travel commercial, right? Because it's way easier to travel commercial with that size than it is, you know, a full football team or something. But yeah, I just, you know, you get to make a living as an athlete, and that living is effectively being subsidized by the NBA itself because your sport has never really turned a profit. I don't feel like you're being mistreated by the larger American sports ecosystem.
Did the Broncos get it right? And I'll ask it a different way. Is Sean Payton worth it in the coaching search process that the Broncos went through?
Yeah, what did he get, like $85 million? I mean, to me, and I said this earlier, you're just doubling down on the fact that Russell Wilson's the right quarterback for the Broncos. And they may not have any other choice because they've already invested whatever it is, $200 million in the idea that Russell Wilson can be an elite quarterback. And if Russell Wilson can't be an elite quarterback for Sean Payton, I think the Broncos just have to throw their hands up and say, nobody can get him fixed. So I expected for Sean Payton to end up in Denver. This is one that I got right in terms of my prediction at the end of the season, unlike Brady, who I expected to play. To me, Denver made the most sense because remember the debate that was most common for Brady in his career. First was Brady versus Manning. Second was, hey, who's more responsible for the Patriot dynasty? Is it Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? And since Brady left the Patriots, he's won two division titles, a Super Bowl, and gone to the playoff three straight years. And the Patriots have fallen back into mediocrity. And that's because the quarterback matters more than the head coach, no matter how good the head coach is. So what Sean Payton is wagering, in addition to what the Broncos are wagering with the money that they are spending, is that he's going to be able to fix Russell Wilson. And if he is, and if he is able to do that, then it's money well spent. And I think it's a tacit admission from Sean Payton that the quarterback position matters a great deal. And he thinks he can do with Russell Wilson some of the things that he did with Drew Brees.
Clay, I'm convinced that Stetson Bennett doesn't want to play in the NFL. At the very least, doesn't care whether or not he plays in the NFL. He hasn't signed with an agent. He turned down an opportunity to go to the Senior Bowl. Instead, he goes to Dallas, ends up getting arrested for public intoxication. I think Stetson Bennett is perfectly fine being two-time national champion quarterback at Georgia, Stetson Bennett, and making a living off that the rest of his career. What do you think?
I think he probably thinks that he has a future in the NFL, because I don't think you could be as competitive as he is. I mean, everybody said, hey, you can never play college football. And he was so competitive and so driven that he was willing to do whatever it took to become a college football quarterback. I think that Stetson Bennett, likely, as many kids who grow up in the South do, dreamed as much or more about playing college football than he did the NFL. So I think he's already achieved his wildest dreams. I doubt that he sat around a lot thinking about winning the Super Bowl. I bet that he thought a lot more about winning the SEC and winning a national championship with Georgia. And so when you achieve your wildest dreams, I think he's probably, first of all, having an incredible time celebrating, but also starting to come to grips with the fact that he's got to prove himself all over again in the NFL as an undersized quarterback. And we'll see whether or not he's capable of doing that and whether he has a chance. But I think just the competitor in him wants to prove that he can do it in the NFL too. So no, I don't think that he's happy with his career being over. I think he wants to prove that he can do it in the NFL, just like he proved that he can do it in college. And I think that's what the next step in his evolution is about.
Bill O'Brien now with the New England Patriots. And then the story comes out that Washington offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb just turned down Alabama after meeting Nick Saban. I had to click on that, Clay, because a 1 or 2 years under Saban means a great deal to any coach, no matter if you're rehabilitating, quote unquote, as we would call it, or if you're trying to be the up and coming next coordinator that everyone talks about. And especially if you're at Washington, right? To me, no matter the relationship, it'd be extremely hard to turn down the offer.
You know, it's an interesting dynamic. I'm making this analogy for a while, but for people out there who are Harry Potter fans, the coordinator positions for Nick Saban are like, and I don't know what percentage of people will even get this, but the dark arts, defense against the dark arts teachers in Harry Potter, meaning every year it's like he redoes everything because. And needs a new coach, just like they needed a new teacher in that Harry Potter world. Saban is Alabama football. And what Nick Saban has demonstrated time after time is he's going to find good coordinators and he's going to give them an opportunity to coach probably the most talented teams in all of college football. And he has a system in place and he knows how it runs. And if you come and he plugs you in, he will allow you to go to bigger and better things. I don't think there's hardly any offensive or defensive coordinator in Nick Saban's career almost who has ended up the next job that they take is worse than the one that they got. But the bargaining system that you undertake there is it's probably going to be hellish because Nick Saban is not necessarily a guy who is willing to suffer fools lightly. And so sometimes I think guys make the decision not to take that job because here's a piece of life advice I would give to people out there. If you're taking a job because you think I'm not going to have this job very long, but I'm going to go get another job, I think it's probably a poor career choice. Because it's hard to do a really good job at a job you don't love. There's nothing wrong with wanting to advance. And certainly, look, if you're a coordinator in college football, it's no great secret that your goal is to be a head coach, right? You want to either return to being a head coach again, or you want to be a head coach. There's nothing wrong with that ambition. But my advice would be if you're going somewhere just to try to go somewhere else, probably going to be challenging there. And I wonder whether some coaches that turn down that job are doing it for that reason. I think you need to want the job that you're going to, not looking at it as a stepping stone, because, you know, sometimes that can be a mess. If you're thinking about the next job before you got the first job.
Clay, as we wrap up, I'm here to report that Withrow now has TSA PreCheck. I traveled with him last week, so next Tuesday when
I'm
we
out
all
of
depart,
steerage.
when we all depart together, we will be a seamless process.
I don't have TSA. Wow. I don't have TSA pre-check.
Whoa.
I have Southwest A boarding group, and usually the lines are super short. You know, I have the whatever it is, first class for Southwest, perpetual A boarding. So I can walk right through. That's basically like having a first class ticket every time. And where we are in Nashville, for people who don't know, it's essentially a Southwest hub. So if you want a nonstop direct flight somewhere, chances are you're going to be on Southwest. But I'm looking forward on Tuesday to heading out to what will be a Fox Super Bowl and being out there for a week to see exactly how that goes.
It's going to be fun. We'll see you on the Southwest flight. You will be boarding the plane before I will, Clay, but I will be going through security quicker. So six and one, half dozen the other.
Yeah, yeah. I at some point we'll maybe get the pre-check, but it's a combination of the A boarding group, and then I've also got all the kids, and they don't have pre-check. So I'm like, this is just not – it hasn't been worth it to my time to be concerned about it.
Basically, Clay has hot girl privilege when it comes to Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, but excuse me, Mr. Travis, please, all active or retired service members and Clay Travis, come on up on the flight right now in Southwest.
I honestly think that the pilot should come out and shake my hand every flight based on how many Southwest flights I've been on. Back and Up in the Air, I think, if that was the movie where the Sam Elliott character comes out and shakes like George Clooney's hand,
yes,
because he's flown the airline so many times. I've got 2 million Southwest points right now, which I don't imagine very many people reach.
No, it was I was happy to get 100,000.
It's so impressive, Clay.
Yeah, well done, Clay.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Another plaque headed your way from Southwest.
All right, I'll see you guys Tuesday. Man.
Sounds good. Clay Travis with us each Wednesday, and next week we'll be out in Glendale for Super Bowl 57.
I'm shocked that Clay's going to be back in steerage with Jack Dawson boarding the Titanic, and I'm going to be in TSA pre-check. I really thought he'd have that TSA pre-check by now.
I assumed he was like grandfathered in.
Well, here's what I've noted about TSA pre-check is that more and more people are doing it. So at times that can be as long as the normal security line. Not often.
No.
It moves so much faster.
It's never. Yeah. You don't have to remove anything.
Yeah. It goes so much faster.
Throw your bag down, walk through, go about your day.
Yep.
Hit us up with your thoughts, by the way, at Outkick 360.